Act 3.
Missive from Queen Elizabeth the First. The Queen wanted to give me her words. Well, she wanted to give us her words. We could be the Queen's men. Let's writ. We must all listen to the letter. Where is Richard?
Let's say he is indisposed.
Indisposed to act?
It is simpler than that, or tighter, I would say. It is, only he takes his time.
I understand. When the four of us are here, we'll read the good news. I hope he's not late. I can't wait.
Well, Richard confessed to me that while he is doing his business, he studies theatre scripts. At least he doesn't waste any time.
Mucha mierda!
What did you say, dear Andy?
That's why in Spanish theatre they use the expression mucha mierda.
Oh no, my friend. Let me explain the etymology. If we have a large audience at our show this Friday, there will be a lot of horses at the door, and then the theatre entrance will be full of shit! Fertilizer! I hope that this Friday there will be mucha mierda!
Shall we continue practicing?
Mr. Nobody, I'm afraid.
Why, Anne?
It's true that theatre is my life, but I'm not a liar. I don't like lying to John, and I don't like breaking the law.
Law? Oh, come on, honey. When it comes to injustice, you cannot call it law. John is right.
But I like to be honest. I don't like to lie. I don't like losing my identity. If you knew the virtues of this name, or the value of who gave it to me, or how much I care about keeping it, you would never have agreed with John. Why should there be such a crazy man who, defending him with some insistence, would insist on snatching such a precious gift from you?
Are these lines from The Merchant of Venice?
Shakespeare is authentic. He would never lie, don't you think? His soul is reflected in his words. His characters say what they are and are pure essence.
Anne, it is not good to idealize people. You don't know William Shakespeare at all.
I don't think you understand me. Shakespeare would stand up for my cause.
Annie, I...
Do you still call me Anne? Do you believe in me?
Don't lose your identity, Anne.
Who's Anne?
You remind me of a very stubborn writer.
You know perfectly who you are. Stay away from me. My falsehood might infect you.
Annie, I am already infected. Let me confess something.
Wilbur, leave it. I'm not going through with this lie.
Annie, I am...
Juliet! You'll be Juliet!
What?
You will play Juliet and our friend Andy will be Romeo. Andy, dress up as Romeo.
I'll be back.
Why don't you change here?
Remember, John, I'm a tickis-mickis actor. Where are the dressing rooms?
Oh, in the background on the left, like all dressing rooms. I love this man's confidence.
I've had time to read it a couple of times. I'm sorry, I'm late. What did I miss?
We have received a letter from Queen Elizabeth.
Ooh, I feel like going to the bathroom again. Give me that.
No more water closet. Grab your costumes.
Excuse me, Your Honour. The toilet is the greatest English invention. It's brilliant.
The toilet was invented by the Arabs 27 centuries ago. And now the English people think they are very clever. Oh, let's get to work.
Richard, I have to tell Annie. I am Shakespeare.
Oh, you're unbelievable. You fool. But incredible.
She is even more incredible. Richard, I am suffering. I suffer from not revealing that I am William Shakespeare, and she suffers from not telling the world that she is Annie Hathaway.
Okay, I trade the incredible for you are both fools.
We have to reveal to John who we are.
No, Will. If John finds out, it'll be the end. Turn on the truth, but she must keep pretending to be a man.
Richard, Anne is ineffable.
My friend, have you fallen in love?
We are all here. This is a unique event. I read. To the attention of the company, John and Johnny's. Well, I registered with this name because I consider you my little Juanes. Okay, I continue. Next Friday, day of the premiere of your play Romeo and Juliet, I will visit the theater and I will see the show.